Okay, calling the Tri-City Tipsnet. Calling the Tri-City Tipsnet. Good evening, and welcome to the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tipsnet. This is Kilo Charlie 1, Tango Whiskey Romeo. My name is Tim, and I'm located in the city of Groton, Mobile. I will be your net control station for this evening. Membership in the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club is not necessary for participation. All licensed radio amateurs are welcome to check into the net. Those that do not wish to check in are welcome to listen. This net operates on the 147.060 MHz repeater with a PL tone of 156.7. If needed, the secondary is 146.97, also with a PL tone of 156.7. The net is held each Wednesday evening starting at 7 p.m. local time in various net controllers on a rotating basis. This net is intended to provide an informal operating environment for new operators as well as for experienced amateurs. The purpose of this net is to provide a venue for presenting questions, obtaining answers, and advice related to amateur radio, promote good fellowship among radio operators, and encourage the use of good operating procedures. Let me reset the repeater. The TIPSNET is a directed net, a directed open net, and that means we call for a round of check-ins, and when we have everyone checked in, we'll go down through the list for comments and questions. During the check-in, please state if you have questions for the net. We'll ask for your questions after everyone has been checked in. There are three sections to the TIPSNET. The first, as described, the open net with rounds of questions and comments. The second is a section for announcements about upcoming events and items of interest. And third, there's an opportunity for those that wish to swap, sell, or are looking for amateur radio-related items. Unless otherwise directed, please communicate. All communications should be directed to the net control station. When checking into the net, please say, "This is." Release the mic and listen to ensure no one else has called at the same time you have. Then slowly give your call sign phonetically like I did, along with your name and location, and if you have a comment or a question. Again, this is Tim, Kilo Charlie 1, Tango Whiskey Romeo, your net control station for this evening. We will start taking check-ins now. Please come with your call signs now.
Good evening, Nat. Here is Kilo Alpha 6, Papa Delta Golf, Kevin, located in Norwich. No questions, probably a quick comment when you get to it.
Here is Kilo 0, Juliet Echo Bravo, Josh in Groton, with one question for the net.
Mark in Groton, and no questions.
This is Whiskey 1, Julie, ask your papa, no questions, Groton, John.
Okay, net recognizes Kevin, KA6PDG. Josh, K0JEB, with a question. Oh, and Kevin did have a comment that he would like to share later. W1SVC, Steve. KB1RAY, Mark. And W1JOP, John. And I also have a question that I will be putting on the table this evening. Further check-ins, please call now. Okay, hearing nothing, I think we'll proceed, and I think we'll go down in order at this point for today. Kevin, K6PDG, please proceed with your comment.
Thank you, Tim. Good evening to the net. A couple of quick ones. The first one being the repeater is playing very nicely tonight, so that's a good thing. A thought or reminder that the TIPSnet here can be used for asking questions of a technical nature or can be used to ask questions about procedural things, rules and regulations, anything pertaining directly to amateur radio. And the reason I think to say that is that a couple of nights ago, someone came on the traffic net and had a question about the upcoming SET, Simulated Emergency Test, on October 6th. And wanted to know a little bit more about how that works and how someone could be of value or participate if they were only able to operate from home and that sort of thing. So the last thought that I'm sharing is that this might be a great net to answer questions about the SET, at least of a general nature. There may be folks out there who are not very experienced with simulated emergency tests, and it's all new to them. So this net is certainly appropriate for those kinds of questions, too. I hope that was a little bit clearer than mud. KA6PDG, back to you, Tim.
Okay, thank you, Kevin. And, exactly what you said. That's very true. Pretty much all things related to amateur radio, like you said, whether it's technical or procedural or about events. And I think we're going to cover all three tonight, actually. So it's good that you brought that up. But first, let's turn our attention to the next person. Josh, K0JEB, what question do you have us pondering this evening?
KC1TWR, K0JB. You know, Kevin was reading my mind. I have no doubt. It's like a perfect door opener. My question for tonight is, who in the group that's with us tonight, who has participated in the set training exercise in the past, and what kind of participation were you able to bring to the table as far as involvement? That's kind of a broad question, so just looking for some feedback from everybody. KC1TWR, it's K0JB.
Okay, that's a good question. I have participated in the one last year. I was at the City of Groton EOC. Basically, if you go to ctaries.org, and then on the left-hand side, you'll see one of the buttons says SET 2018. If you go to that page, at the bottom of it, it has the manual plus some forms that get filled out by the net controls after the event is over. But that manual, and then at the top of the page, you may not notice it, at the top of the page, there is a link to the scenario that we're using for this particular simulated emergency training exercise, which basically talks about a wet storm coming up from the south and a very cold air mass coming down from the north, which will create an ice storm. And during that storm, at some point, we'll lose all email and all cell phone abilities. So let me reset for a second. So what that does is, and they're looking for pretty much all amateur radios. They're looking for EOCs. They're looking for emergency operations centers in the various towns. They're looking for Skywarn people, Aries people, and they're looking also for even just regular amateur radio operators to check in during the exercise about once an hour, maybe, where there will be what they call an injection. In other words, something coming down through the channel. question. For instance, are the roads still open where you are? Or it could be, what's the rainfall totals that you're getting? So it's just basic communication. It's not terribly fast. It's not terribly quick, but I will leave open this now to anybody else who would like to comment on that. Please call now.
Kilo 1, Delta, Charlie, Tango, Dave, and Preston, no question.
Okay, that recognizes Dave, K1DCT, welcome aboard. One other thing I can mention, when you read that documentation, you'll also see that we're going to be using the local repeater systems. We're also going to be using DMR, and we're also going to be using Winlink in order to send information back and forth. And the EOCs and the net controls will be using Winlink in particular to send back reports back up through the channels rather than fill channels with a lot of verbal reports. At least that's what they're hoping for at this point. Has anyone else been through an SET and would like to add any comments? Please call now.
KAA6PDG.
W1JOP.
Okay, recognize K6PDG and W1JOP. Kevin, K6PDG, this is KC1TWR. Please proceed with your comment.
Thank you, Nat. I've participated in several SETs here in Connecticut, also on the West Coast. And I think the in many of those cases, actually, it's just been a case of, sorry for the double speech, being available, checking into a net, letting the net control know that I'm available if needed, what my situation is, i.e., in many cases with me, I'm only able to operate at home. I don't remember ever going out on the road or going to a remote location during an SET. I may have, I just don't remember. But that's a big part of it, is just being available. And when you know that an SET is coming up, it sort of gives you the ability to think about how you would prepare for an actual emergency as a ham operator. Obviously, the safety of your family comes first, but after that comes your ability to serve your community, and many of us do that through amateur radio. So you think about things about what equipment do I have, what am I capable of doing, where could I operate from, am I able to drive to a remote location, do I have portable radios at the ready or a mobile radio. So you think about all these things, but the most important thing... In my mind, anyway, is to listen to instructions that are given, and be available if you're able to be available to help out. It might simply be by relaying information or passing an NTS radiogram message on a traffic net that's functioning in conjunction with the SET. Or being a relief net control, or providing a weather report, some of the things you gave examples of, Tim. So being available and listening and learning, and the thought process is what I would say is key. Hope that's helpful. K6PDG, back to Nat.
Thank you, Kevin. Heard a little bit of static, so maybe we might be getting some turbo ducting, but you're readable. I should also mention two things. The group that I forgot to mention that I was trying to remember was the American Red Cross. Typically, they try to open shelters or have somebody go to a shelter location, set up the emergency radio that is at that location, which they all have them, and try and report in from there. I'm not sure how successful it will be this time. Secondly, the Aries Region 4 South will be using this repeater, 147.060, for this exercise. I will be located at the American Red Cross new location on Route 32 in Uncasville, and also handling Aries from there. John, W1JOP, you had a comment?
More of an announcement, really. The New London Skyhorn group is going to be participating in the set this weekend at 9:30, net 10:30, and 11:30. You may simulate weather, but we ask that you use the word simulate before you can see weather data if you choose to do that. If not, you can have current conditions, just like any other net, but you may simulate, but just make sure you're pass the word simulate before you do that. Anyway, back to net. This is W1GOP. And again, that's 9:30, 10:30, and 11:30. Back to net, W1GOP.
Thank you, John, and yeah, we are definitely hearing some static, and you're probably hearing it on my transmission as well, which is, and you brought up a very good point. For the Skywarn, I guess they're using simulated for most of the rest of the exercise. We're starting all comments with, this is a drill, this is a drill, in order to make sure that nobody comes in and hears something and goes to do something thinking it's a terrible event when it's not. So you're going to hear it quite frequently, and it's going to get a little boring, but it's best to be on the safe side. We've been talking quite a bit, and Josh, I'd like to get back to you and hear your thoughts on what's been said so far. K0JEB, this is KC1TWR.
KC1TWR, K0JEB. I kind of have a better understanding of what's going on. I plan on sticking around the radio that day, and I'm also I'm thinking of testing out my old setup with my battery backup to see how long I can actually be on the air for using the small battery I have here. We'll see how it works. Thank you, everybody, for the comments, and it's very helpful. KC1TWR, it's K0JEB.
Okay, thank you, Josh. Before we continue, I'd like to do another call out. This is, my name is Tim. My call sign is Kilo Charlie 1 Tango Whiskey Romeo, and you're listening to the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet. Every Wednesday at 7 o'clock on this repeater. Any further check-ins, please call now.
This is Kilo 1 Romeo Mike November. My name is Bob. I'm in Montreal.
Question or secondary thoughts or anything before we move on to a question two that I actually have. Please call now.
KA6PDG, I have a concern about something John mentioned.
KA6PDG, go ahead, Kevin. This is KC1TWR.
Thank you, sir, and I apologize for jinxing the repeater. You can blame that on me tonight. My concern is apparently all the other Aries nets or related SCT nets are going to be using the phrase, "This is a drill." John stated that the New London County Skywarn / WeatherNet would be using the phrase, simulation. I don't think that's a good idea. I think standardization of vocabulary is extremely helpful. I don't know whether that's a decision that John is in the position of making or if that comes from somewhere else, but I wanted him to at least consider that thought. Because certainly in an emergency, and this is what we're training for and practicing for, so in a real emergency, you don't have to think very much. Obviously, you have to think some, but it's basically going by procedure. And I think the vocabulary should be consistent. But that's just my view, and I respect whatever decision is made by those who make decisions. KA6PDG, back to that.
Thank you, Kevin. John, W1JOP, any response or thoughts on that? This is KC1TWR.
No, what Kevin says does make sense. But I'm not the one that made the complete decisions on that. Not even anybody within the group. That came from a higher authority, so, or whatever. I'm not sure who it came from, but no, I agree totally. W1JOP.
Okay. Thank you, John. And just a quick question, John. Is that that higher decision, was that above Christina and Rick?
Yes, it was. W1JOP.
Okay. Thank you, John. Kevin, any thought, or do we move on K6PDG and KC1TWR?
No, completely understand, and nothing further. KA6PDG.
Okay, thank you. I think at this point, before I will just ask Mike a question real quick. One of them is a question about protocol. Lately, I've been using a remote operation and to get on HF, and the antenna that I'm using is up in Chaplin. So I'm down on Groton, and when I identify myself, I believe I'm the correct phrase to use. Just like when I'm in a car, I say KC1TWR mobile. In the case of using a remote transceiver, we would be KC1TWR remote. But then do I have to say where I am or where the antenna is, or I'm trying to figure out the qualifiers that go around that. So I was wondering if anybody had any thoughts or knowledge about that, and I'll open up the floor. Anyone with thoughts, please call down.
K1RMN with a comment. Yeah, Tim. Most of the drills that I've been involved with on the other side of ham radio, it's always been the location that you're at, because you're going to be reporting weather in your area, conditions in your area, emergencies in your area, requirements in your area. So if you say remote, it can get very confusing to where you're at. So normally it should be where you're at, whether the tower is a mile away or 5 miles away. Have to double check on that, but normally when in emergency stuff, as dispatchers, we ask for your location, and that's the primary thing that we're looking at. K1RMN, back to net.
For an emergency situation, I agree with you. I was talking about just regular check-ins on HF, and I'd like to add a quick comment about HF now that I've started to listen to HF nets, and that's the fact that in the VHF world, we call for check-ins and we leave a long pause and so forth, but in the HF world, it's very quick. quick. If they call for check-ins, if your hand isn't already on the key ready to press, you may miss your opportunity. At least that's the way it's been on some of the nets I've been listening to. Any further comments before we proceed to my next question? Okay, the other question I have for the group involves a hamstick, a 20-meter hamstick. And I know that if I use just that as a vertical, I need radials and so forth. So the question is, if I have a large magnetic mount to go on the top of the car, will the car serve as the radials that would be needed in order to both receive and transmit on a vertical 20-meter hamstick? So I just wanted to put that out there for anybody who may have been used a hamstick or know anything about it. If you have any comments, please call now. K1DCT, please proceed with your comment.
Yeah, very good, Tim. Yes, in theory it should. Whether your car is actually physically big enough, I know people that have used them on an RV type or a camper type thing where you've got a lot of metal, but I don't see any reason why it wouldn't. It would certainly be worth a try to see if you get a good match. K1DCT, back to net.
Okay, thank you very much, Dave. I think I will do that and give it a try, and I'll let you guys know how I make out. Okay, I think I covered all the things I want. I think we'll do a round of comments and then see if we proceed to the next section or not of announcements. So we'll start at the top of the list. Kevin, K6BDG, any general comments?
Okay, 6PDG, thanks, Tim. Well, I enjoyed your observation about the HF folks being very quick on the trigger, and I think that's one of the shortcomings of some HF nets. I think it's a combination of both. It's very important to leave some element of pause to give stations a chance to check in, to give those who may have priority traffic to break in. But I think it's also a matter of being alert and being ready to key that mic, not be across the room dilly-dallying. So it's probably a meeting in the middle, but I hear a lot of HF nets and HF QSOs where there just is no time left in between. We leave long pauses on VHF for that reason, and also to reset the repeaters, and I suppose it could be said that in your local communications on VHF or UHF, maybe there's a greater likelihood that someone, particularly before we had cell phones, would need to break in with priority traffic or need to use the auto patch to report an accident or that kind of thing. But anyway, it was a good observation on your part and something I think HF operators sometimes forget. That's my take on it. K6PDG, nothing else.
Okay, thank you, Kevin. And I still hear a little spurious noise here and there, but so far everybody's been very readable. Josh, K0JEB, any general comments that you'd like here to make?
KC1TWR is K0JEB. I found your comments about HF a little familiar with my recent experiences. I recently made contact with somebody down in northern Luckily, because of my antenna setup, there are, you know, there's always going to be a situation where you have stations out there chatting away when I can't hear them. And I was sitting on a frequency for a little while, say 3 or 4 minutes, and I thought the frequency was open. So I started calling CQ, and when I unkeyed, I met an unfortunate person very irritated with me, without giving me his call sign, basically telling me the frequency was already in use, and so I responded with, I apologize, I'll move to another frequency. And then when I did find a net going on, same thing happened. I had to be quick on the trigger. As soon as he would ask for check-ins, the radio got busy. So I'm starting to learn a little bit more about what you're talking about right there, and seems to be a race to the finish, so to speak. So KC1TWR, it's K0JB.
Well, thank you, Josh. And one other thing I noticed is the fact that repeaters have timeouts and HF does not. So on some of the nets, I've heard some comments go on for seems like almost 10 minutes. Josh, you may be interested on the Raison website. On the left-hand side where it lists all the various other pages, there's a VHF, HF, net button. And if you go to that page, there's a list of all the local or not only the HF nets, but also the HF nets. And there's some that are very active in the mornings that you might find of interest. Okay, Steve, W1SVC, haven't heard much from you tonight, probably because you didn't have anything to comment on in the questions, which is fine. But any general comments or thoughts? W1SVC, KC1TWR.
W1SVC, first thing, good evening to everybody. Last year I listened in on the simulation, and I, because of my work schedule and my location, the Waterford repeater was, I believe the one that was on, was mostly on that, and I wasn't able to get much, a little bit here and there, but I understand that some of this one is going to be on this repeater, which is good and so on, and I will probably be listening, and if I do get the opportunity, I will check in the, if I'm just to make, as you say, just to make myself available if there is messaging or something is about all I can really do, but I certainly can pass traffic if that needed to be to my area. And I'll be listening if I can. You know, it's during the work week and stuff is a little bit tricky, but I do get times away from, especially if I get a nice road call, then I can participate. Back in that, W1SVC.
Okay, thank you, Steve. At this point, I'll do another call out. This is the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet. My name is Tim. My call sign is Kilo Charlie 1 Tango Whiskey Romeo. And looking for any further check-ins, please call now. General comments or anything you'd like to share with the net, please proceed.
KB1RAY, not really much for comments. I have checked into one of the SET nets before. I don't remember exactly which year. It was definitely the last couple of years. I do plan on at least checking into one of them. I'm not sure which one it's going to be. I do usually at least attempt to operate on battery that entire time. This year I'm going to actually try operating the computer that I have running the packet software, which also does my Winlink stuff, also on battery. We'll see how that goes. I know I'm due for a new battery pretty soon, so this will give me a good indication of just how soon. With that, hope everyone has a good rest of the week here. KB1RAY, back to net control.
Okay, and I should mention that the Red Cross, where I will be using Winlink, will be using the Red Cross call sign K1ARC for American Red Cross, K1ARC at Winlink. And now we'll go ahead to the next person. John, W1JOP, any general comments or thoughts?
First of all, I stand corrected. I misspoke. We are going to use this as a drill. This is a drill. However, if you do want to say this is simulated weather data, please say that after this is a drill. So I stand corrected. And other than that, no further comments. Enjoy the net as usual. And hope to hear everybody Saturday. This is W1JOP.
Okay, thank you, John. Thank you for the clarification. And it does stand to reason that for consistency, the comments will start with, this is a drill, this is a drill. And it also stands to reason to say simulated data so that anybody who tunes in at any point of the conversation will understand that it's just simulated data. It's not really 30 degrees and sleet and freezing rain. Okay, next on the list, Dave, K1DCT. Any general comments or thoughts?
Good afternoon, good evening, I should say, to you, Tim, and all those on the net. I don't know. I do plan on listening all day on Saturday and jumping in when they're looking for call-ups, when I'm available. I've been involved in a lot of SETs over the last 40 years, or however long they've been having them, and try and participate in as many as possible, but I do find it hard to complete all those required courses, so I have to just kind of participate on my own, because I'm not, haven't been certified, inspected, and detected. So that's that. Back to net, K1DCT.
Well, thank you, Dave, and I do know what you mean about the courses. I took some of the FEMA courses, and then about a month later, they changed them. So there's always that. And currently, as we know, or should know, the whole ARES by ARRL is kind of under review and looking to tie it in more with FEMA and the NIMS, National Incident Management System. And so the courses may change, and some of the training may change, and how they do that. They're still reviewing everything, so it's kind of in a state of flux. So at the very worst, you know, as long as we're there and ready and able to take direction, I think that's sometimes the best we can do, given the fluctuating leadership that's been, or not leadership, but direction.
Copying you, Tim. You're kind of noisy at the moment.
that's because I had to switch to handheld because my car battery just died. I'm going to let it rest and hopefully start again. I was running on a medium car with only 10 watts, but apparently that was enough. Yeah, there was a position of the thing in the net, but I don't think I'm going to be able to do so well with that handheld.
Okay, Speedy G, got everything you said, except I think you asked me a question at the end I didn't copy.
Good evening, everybody. It sounds like you're standing down in the surf there, Tim, so, you know, don't get your feet wet, but, yeah, sorry about the loss of your battery there. Nothing much tonight. Kind of a busy day around here. Just got back from Lowe's with a new pressure washer, so I got more things to do, but looking forward to this weekend. Breakfast on Saturday morning, as well as breakfast tomorrow, so... certainly not going to go hungry this week, but look forward to seeing everybody. And K1DCT, Dave, I don't know if you're going to breakfast tomorrow, but look forward to chatting with you a little bit. And with that, back to net control. This is K1RMN.
Okay, thank you, Bob. And I should mention that also Paul, K1KFI, organizes about twice a year lunch down at Scott's in London, and it'll be tomorrow at 11:30. Bob, I'll forward the email to you because you may not have gotten that. Anybody else who wants information on that, probably ask Kevin or myself. And I think that's the bottom of the list. The question is, any further comments or questions from anybody before we go into round two? Of the TIPSNET involves announcements and general concerns. As we just stated, there is the Thursday morning breakfast at Old Times in Norwich. Saturday morning at 9 o'clock, there is the AIM Breakfast Club, which meets at, well, not a club, but they meet at the Uncasville Diner on Route 32. And I should make the announcement that I will be out of the area assisting our daughter, who is pregnant at this point, and so I will be gone for about 2 weeks, and then back for a week for the auction, and then gone for probably about 5 weeks. Let me reset. So I have contacted various people, and they've stepped up and offered to run the net, but TIPSNET will continue, and at this point, I will ask anyone who has any other general announcements or... Oh, also there's the Scrams meeting this coming Thursday night at 7 o'clock at the Waterford Police Department. Anyone else have any announcements or comments that they'd like to share? Please call now.
Okay, 6PDG query.
KA6PDG, if you're asking about the auction, yes, it says the Gales Ferry Firehouse. I finally got that right. But please proceed, Kevin, with your quick query. KA6PDG, KC1TWR.
No, my query was about the net. I had volunteered to take October 17. Unless I missed an email, I don't think I got a reply on that. Am I to take it on the 17th, or is that still up in the air?
That was my fault for not getting back to you. Yes, if you could do the 17th, that would be good. I'm going to send out a copy of the schedule if I have it, which is going to be covered, which are Wednesdays. So all the people who are covering should be getting that tomorrow.
Sounds good, thank you. Okay, 6PDG.
Okay, before we complete the second portion of the TIPSnet, any further announcements, questions, comments, or even check-ins, please call now. Okay, third part of the TIPSnet involves the an opportunity for anybody who wants to offer up for sale, trade, or for free, or looking for any amateur radio related items. Please call now. Amateur use. This is Kilo Charlie 1 Tango Whiskey Romeo. Good evening.